Everybody, and welcome to Faux Bros, a show about two bros that love snapbacks, candles, and feelings. I'm Joshua.
And Matthew.
I'm just really bad at introductions. You just said you're on a first date.
You said you're...
I'm like, hi, do I look like my pictures?
The answer would be what? Do you look like your pictures?
I don't walk around always making like this face. But I mean, like,
For the people that are listening and not just watching, he made a very Zoolander-esque face. That was beautiful. It was. Let's do the ceremonial lighting of the candle.
Is this like a thing? We're doing like...
This is a thing. Okay. This is absolutely a thing because
it's like church.
What is our flavor of the day? The soup du jour.
The scent of the day is evening fireside glow.
See,
where did you get this candle from?
I think that
the bargain bin at CVS?
Probably.
It smells like...
Me.
Dust.
Dust?
It's a little dusty.
Dust in the wind.
Is this by your bathroom toilet?
No. Oh, wait.
I mean, the mood, this mood is definitely set.
This is definitely setting the mood of this episode, so let's all just get a waft in.
Smell that dust.
Can you smell it?
I can also teach you how to clean if you want.
I would prefer to mask
the
smell.
You have a wife now, because...
Very true. Very true. I will come out of the bedroom and she's just cleaning things. I'm like, I did not ask you to do that, and I don't expect you to do that.
But when you're like internally a frat boy, like you need a woman,
which is
or like a gay best friend.
Exactly. Great segue into why we're even doing this show.
All right. Why are we doing this show?
We're doing the show because we're two bros. We're two good friends.
Yeah.
From a distance, and only from a distance, we look like...
From a distance.
See, we already shot ourselves in the foot with that, because from a distance, we look like your typical...
Like Bette Midler?
Yes, like your typical two Bette Midlers with snapbacks, gold watches on.
Oh, the watch, yeah.
Yeah. We look like stereotypical bros, but then you get to know us for 0.2 seconds, and you're like, oh, no.
I mean, I think we're definitely more broed out when we're both out in snapbacks. And like a leather something or another, and just, you know, drinking bourbon or whiskey or whatever, you know, like,
yeah,
it's very bro-y.
But we don't really do that.
No.
We're give us I.
No, I mean we do that, but you mean like we're not really like
our go-to drink is vodka soda with cranberry.
Come on a cruise ship,
in everyday life,
we're not always on a cruise ship.
No, we're not.
But sometimes if I drink too much, I feel like...
Well,
I can be on a cruise ship anywhere.
A lot of people say that. When they're on a cruise ship and they get a little too tipsy, that they don't feel the ship anymore. It levels them out. Because you're on a ship and you sway back and forth.
So,
mm-hmm.
When I drink, mm-hmm. I feel like this will kind of like level out my emotion.
Oh, you're telling me, for everyone at home, you're telling me that when you drink, it levels out your emotions.
I mean,
I'm asking...
Do
we want to bring it up? It does not level your emotions out.
I'm a crier. What can I say?
It enhances your emotions.
Yes, but I'm also a crier.
It's like the voices in your head get louder.
There's no voices in the head. The only voice in my head is my mother's, but I've learned to tune her out, so it's like silent. The only voice would be mine, and it's when I am under the influence of martinis.
Okay.
I just get very even more lovable than I already am. Like, I like to make people laugh even more and tell funny jokes. Sometimes it might not make any sense. But the point is, when I reach the point of no return is when I cry.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, I get like...
I don't think I've ever seen crying drunk Matt.
He'll come. Just use that to invite him. Put him in a safe environment. Said. Give him a carbohydrate to make sure he's...
Sure.
Don't leave any windows open. He might crawl out. But he will come and he will cry.
And I will be there waiting for him.
But it's usually, again, this is like church.
It's exactly like church. Some churches,
sure.
When you walk through the door today, because we're recording in my apartment, when you walk through the door, you're like, I feel like we haven't seen each other in forever.
And we live in the same damn building.
I know. My own sister lives with you, and I feel like I haven't seen my own.
Well, I mean, I see you more than you see your sister.
That's true.
You've like never seen your sister.
Well.
You should be nicer to her, Josh.
I am so nice to my sister. Let's not get that twisted.
Take her to dinner. Take her for a drink.
She goes to bed at 8 o'clock every night.
To be fair.
So, I'd like to know what's been going on. I mean, for the viewers and really for me, I'm being selfish. What's going on in your week, man? What's been going on? What's new?
That's a loaded question.
Is it? Well.
That's a loaded question.
How loaded is it?
Like, you want to know like what I've eaten or like where I've gone, what I've done?
Have you had any emotional discoveries?
Okay, well, the other day I went hiking by myself, and if you haven't done it, you should definitely, like, spend some alone time with yourself. In the outdoors. Sure. Like, I'm not the most outdoorsy person, you know that. I love a good hike, I love a beach, but I'm not, like...
Your Instagram feed would disagree with that statement.
I look very, like...
You look like I'm an outdoorsy bro who loves the beach and loves hikes. And, man, if you just want to hang out with me, don't think we're going to the club. We're going to go outside and feel nature. But that's not...
You've never said it more, like, that's just, I feel so cool.
What you've projected is Fobro.
Fobro, completely. No, I mean, don't get me wrong, I like to be athletic, and I like to be active, and, like, I do like to hike.
Yeah. So but, you were going on a hike by yourself?
Yeah, all by myself, which is, like, not the most safest thing you should do, because, like, there are rattlesnakes in LA, and mountain lion.
I thought you were going to talk about there are, like, homeless people that will stab you.
No, Josh.
You're scared of little rattlesnakes
in the
LA.
East Coast.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Rattlesnakes?
Did you get...
Put me on the subway in New York City at 3 a.m. by myself, I'm fine. Give me a rattlesnake in, like, a field, I'm screwed. Screwed.
I feel... Anytime I see one of those 8-foot rats in the subway in New York, I either, like, get excited because I think Ninja Turtles do exist, or it's going to eat me and maybe turn me into a mutant. But, all right, so you're back on this tangent.
But you actually have those thoughts. My mind never goes to Ninja Turtles, ever.
I think about Ninja Turtles often.
Never. Not once. Mm-mm.
Well, who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? 1, 2, 3
I don't do sports, I told you.
It's not a sport.
It's definitely a sport.
Wow.
Have you seen their muscles? Sport. Sport.
They're mutants. Okay, you went on a hike by yourself.
But my point was, on this hike...
You discovered something.
It's just good to be alone with yourself. Like, I mean, I was able to center myself to, like...
What does that
stress
even
out
mean?
From the week. Now I sound like so hippy-dippy, but, like, no. Like, just, like... Because when you go through the day, you're all over the place. You're like, my emotions are like this.
Sure.
You know?
Like what?
My digestive tract is like this. Like I...
For the listeners, he just did a nice little snake arm.
Oh, yes.
Back to the rattlesnakes.
Yeah, but... Full circle. Yeah. Full circle. But anyway, my point is you should spend time by yourself. Just check in with yourself. Because, I mean, I do. I think, like, for me, I'm so concerned about other people all the time. Like, if they're okay, if my parents are okay, my sister, my friends, you know, my job, whatever it is. And I never really check in with Matt. Like, yo, man. Yo, bro, how are you? But on this hike, like, I... talk to myself.
And what did you discover when you talked to yourself?
That I was hungry.
Okay.
That I had not paid the gas bill yet.
Okay.
That I'm excited for this new Netflix movie that's coming out.
Which is?
That I'm still single. What?
Hashtag not sponsored, but what Netflix movie are you talking
about? Called Sierra Burgess is a Loser, and it has the girl who played Bar from Stranger Things in it. And
I saw a promo picture for that.
Oh.
And I thought, wait, is that the girl from
Have you watched
is that Barb?
The trailer? Like, literally, like, crying. She says the line that get... Am I allowed to talk about it?
Okay, cool.
So, it comes out tomorrow, and, like, literally, there's this one line. It's like high school, whatever. And she goes, do you know what it's like to be a teenage girl and look like this? And she's just overweight. And, I'm like, I mean, that was me. I said the same thing in high school. I was like, do you know what it's like to be a teenage boy and look like this? I was very fat in high school. It was hard.
I'm sorry.
I had to get into the pool. We had swimming class. You know how awful that was?
I think everyone has body issues, man. I was so...
Of course.
I don't want to, like, you know, do the opposite, but I was so scrawny that I felt like people thought he doesn't even look like a man, a boy, because he's so skinny. I was like, no, really? Really? I wouldn't...
What did they think you look like? Because you didn't look like a girl.
Okay. Maybe that I didn't look like a girl, but just not masculine.
Look at that weird stalk of
look
a
at that
person.
Twig. Look at that twig. I hope the wind doesn't blow too hard.
Man, I just wanted to be a twig so bad in high school. I wanted to be a cheerleader.
Dude, I didn't wear shorts throughout my entire high school career.
We've talked about this.
Yeah,
I
know.
I talked about Taco Bell on camera before.
Yeah.
I still don't wear shorts because of middle school.
I think Shadow's here, by the way. It's my dog. I think he wants to be in Uncle Matt's lap.
Who doesn't?
Watch the wires, bro. Sorry. Watch the wires, Fobro.
Sorry.
So you centered yourself. You figured out you had bills and the Netflix show that you wanted to see. And that
I was hungry. I forgot that part.
That I'm really glad you had that moment.
Oh, and then I also decided to go back on this, like, plant-based diet, which I'm doing again. I mean, it's just...
Matthew,
I like a vegetable.
The East Coast in you is fading quickly.
No, this is...
You sound very West Coast right now.
Okay, when I take a yoga class, that's what you need to worry.
I'm
also not flexible.
You're talking about going on a hike. You're talking about going on a hike to center yourself, and that you're changing your diet to, what, you said a plant-based diet?
Yeah.
Okay, that's very West Coast. No offense, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying
real bad.
Your East Coastness is dissipating. That's okay. I just want you to go on another hike and realize that that's happening, and then maybe find some balance between the two.
I went on the next hike. I ordered mozzarella sticks and a calzone, and a Philly cheesesteak.
And then flicked off someone as you passed by them because they looked at you the wrong way.
No, I was never a bird shower.
No,
I never. What is it called? Flipping the
bird.
Yeah, no, it's not me.
Showing the bird. You watch out, or I will show you the bird. I will show you the bird.
Is this what you learned in college?
No, you know what college I went to.
Yeah.
I went to an acting musical theater college.
That's what I'm asking. Did you learn that accent in college? Or that?
Oh, that
accent. Was that a monologue that you did?
That college could have taught me some more masculine traits.
Can you give me like a model? I mean, like an accent?
Yeah, I guess.
Say flip the bird in like a British accent. But like, come on, man.
Yes, to you. Do you want me to flip you the bird or not? You're looking at me like I'm crazy, and I'm like, you winding me up? I'm like, you don't want to do that. I'll flip you off.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah, I know.
That's cool.
On another note, I had a honeymoon. I got married.
Is this for you? Want me to ask about you? I'm sorry.
I wasn't going to wait for you to ask
diet,
me. No, we can go down that road.
No, my...
You see how I interject my own life?
Well, nothing that exciting happened. I just wasn't asking you about it. I can talk about myself.
You had a hike, and you discovered that you...
It's terrible. I'm 31 years old. I should have more life happenings than going on a hike and eating broccoli. I mean, come on.
Well, you could...
Okay, back to you. So how should we judge what's been going on?
I think maybe this is an intervention. Let the first episode be that. You need hobbies. You need some more hobbies.
I have a lot of hobbies.
Taking pictures of yourself and editing them, that's not a hobby. You're good at it.
You asked me what I did this past week, not what your hobbies are.
It's okay, man. I figured you need something, something creative. Maybe take your passion for editing pictures and do something with that.
Edit your pictures?
Which I was going to ask you to do because I'm getting our wedding photos back and I was going to ask you to edit those for us.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you take a normal picture.
But you guys looked really good at your wedding. You don't even have any editing.
Oh, look at you. That's really kind.
This dog is caught.
I know. Shadow. Gets all caught in the mix. No, it was a beautiful wedding, but I also know that a picture, you know, you can really get super creative with a picture.
Yeah.
You're really good at that.
Okay, so... Josh,
how
was your week?
It was, well...
Did you get married or something?
I did get married.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you
How's
know.
That working out for you?
It's actually really great.
Aww.
It's really good, and that's all I gotta say.
Sweet.
She's awesome.
Anyways, how was your wedding?
It was great. You were there.
I was
Can we just say, one of my favorite parts of the wedding, you sang the Titanic theme song on a microphone during the ceremony.
Because I was asked to. Like, don't think I just stood up and started singing.
Matthew was like, give that mic to me. It's mine. I need this moment.
No. This is my, I will never get married.
Don't say that. Don't project that into the world and
well,
the universe.
Well, here we are. I'm sitting here with you. And
what is wrong with that? What if somehow someone knows me will contact you through that, and maybe I'm the reason you find someone?
You have other gay friends?
I have a few.
Who?
I don't want to just like...
Did you keep them away from me on purpose?
No, you've met some of them. I have more, you know, in my pocket.
Oh, right.
But I don't necessarily want to, like, maybe they're not out to everybody.
No, but I didn't mean to say I'm sitting here with you, period. You know, let me finish. I was going to say that I'm sitting here with you and no one's getting me coffee besides your wife.
Gotcha.
Or no one even cares that I don't have coffee.
I care that...
sorry.
My goodness.
Your dusty candle's getting in my nose.
Evening fireside glow. My goodness.
Evening fireside mess.
Well, yeah.
Under the couch. Anyway, so good.
I will say, I want to bring it back to you.
No,
because it's all about Matthew.
I'm talking
too
much.
No, it's not. You're not talking too much. It's just that there's so much meaty content when it comes to you.
Are you making fun of me, Riz?
No.
Definitely making fun of
me. A little bit. But, so, during the ceremony, we had a lot of our friends read movie quotes or TV quotes that meant a lot to Pamela and myself. And
I said, no, Josh, I'll not read from the Rugrats.
That is, yep. And I just was like, when I see you, I think of Phil and Lil, except a combo. Like, if Phil and Lil could be one person.
So?
Flil.
Flil.
Yeah. Yeah.
Was more of a Chucky Finster.
You were not a Chucky.
Yeah, totally.
Well, then if you're Chucky,
no.
I'm Tommy.
When I was...
You're Angelica, dude. Yeah. I said it.
You think?
A little bit.
No.
You're Chucky with a shoulder
no,
of Angelica.
No, when I... A gay Chucky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I actually kind of think he might have been. I don't know. You can't really tell.
No, well, I just know that when I was a kid, I was definitely him. I was the one who's like, no, we should not go in there. No, we shouldn't go in the woods. No, we can get kidnapped.
Oh. Why are you... Who's gonna... You said... You've told me before that no one could have kidnapped you back in the day.
No, because I was too fat. I was,
unless they had the right kind of candy.
Right, but okay, so the thing is, when I was a kid, I was still very hefty. No, I was literally like a bowling ball. Like, I was round and heavy, and you whatever. The point is, I was round and heavy, and whenever we got those little cards in elementary school saying, don't go home by yourself, kids, there's someone driving around in a car offering kids candy. My first thought was, is this Sour Patch Kids? Mm. That's what I thought. Horrible.
What is your favorite candy, by the way?
Sour Patch Kids.
Like the watermelon ones or just...
No, just the traditional OG Sour Patch Kids.
Which are they? They're all different flavors, though.
Yeah.
The OGs. It's not like...
The lime is my favorite.
Lime?
Yeah.
I would have said lime as well.
For sure.
Yeah. Reese's Pieces are my favorite candy.
Yeah.
Do you like Reese's Pieces? Like chocolate peanut butter?
They're okay. You know Reese's Pieces don't really have chocolate in them. It's just they're candy coated peanut butter. Do you know that?
But the candy coating is not any bit of chocolate?
No. I know, right? I'm pretty sure.
You gotta give me a second with that.
I'm pretty sure. But the point is, I feel like I would easily have been kidnapped as a kid. And I kind of feel like it'd be easy kidnapped as an adult if someone's like, hey, get in my van. I have rosé.
There are tons. You know what? I would not be shocked if in a week you go missing because there are so many shady vans in the valley area here in Los Angeles.
Yes, we live in a beautiful neighborhood.
But no. Aren't it? You know those vans that, like, say, topless cleaners for $99 can come to your house and... Like,
oh, the one that sits outside the Ralph's on... Yes.
I'm like, there's so many random, like, vans that could open their door and be like, hey...
You want a free tattoo?
Hey, sexy man, you want a tattoo, a candle, or some rosé? And I bet you'd be like,
If a man opened up the side of his van and was like, would you like a candle and some rosé? Consider me missing. Gone. Never seen again. I would get in that van.
Maybe that was true love for you.
I would get in that van.
Wow.
Now, if they had puppies... Dead. Consider me dead.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So puppies, candles, and rosé, kidnap me.
Put a puppy in there and you can marry you, too.
Oh, my God. The dream.
So now...
I'm going to put that on my next dating profile. Candles, puppies, and rosé. Wine.
Wine, yeah. Well, hopefully it won't come down to a man pulling up in a van to get your attention. Or maybe...
Maybe that's my man in shining armor. I don't know. Maybe it will.
With a history in prison...
Josh, at this point, you can't...
Do you like a bad boy? Do you like a bad boy, Matthew? Do you like a bad boy? I think you do.
How bad?
Bad. Like maybe he's rough around the edges. Like, if you haven't heard from him in a few days, you don't think he's, like, messing around you. You think he's into some shady stuff.
No, I think he's definitely messing around on me. But no, I'm more like... I'm actually a baby. Under all of this toughness, I'm a baby. I am.
As you, the toughness.
I really
it's,
am.
Like Sha say.
I'm like under all this aggressiveness. No, I really do. Like, I'd like to, I don't know. I'm a nurturer. I'm like, I am like
you
a
are.
Dad. Like,
you are.
I make sure all my friends get home safe when we go out. Or like,
what would you do if you had someone that,
when you had
also,
a hangover the day, asked you if you needed anything?
You did. What if you found someone that was a nurturer as well? What would you do?
But have like a record?
No. Let's take the bad boy out and just like, are you prepared to be with someone that like gives as much as you do?
I hope, yeah.
What I want the people at home to know about this podcast is it's a new thing for us, and we're excited about it. And it's just a show about two guys that really want to dive into each other's lives and thoughts and happy things. We want to give you guys something that if it's late at night, if you're driving to work, if you're going to school, and you just want to like get away from the world and have something positive in your life, we want to add to that rather than make it a harder day. We want to make it a better day.
Yeah, because I mean... I know that I listen to a lot of podcasts that are very heavy. And
yes. See, and that's the sign to tell Matthew to
shut up. Stop talking.
But keep going.
But my point is, I listen to a lot of podcasts that are very heavy, and they whether it's about murder or trials or...
Listening to that last night.
Breakups and divorce and relationships and family issues. Like, whatever it is, it's just... Sometimes you just want to lay in bed and watch mindless videos or listen to mindless things that... Sometimes I like to lay in bed and watch people play, like... Okay, so, you know, like...
Where are you
quick,
going, bro?
When people play, like that game, what's it called? Plead the Fifth. I love watching, like, celebrities do that. It's so much... Or, like, carpool karaoke. You and I should get into a car and sing some music.
I thought about doing a car episode with you, like mounting a camera and doing a version of the podcast. God.
Like
in
going
the car.
Through like all the drive-thrus and I can eat the food while you drive.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah. Well, guys, if you want to take
there goes
part,
that plant-based diet.
Dude, every diet you've ever been on has lasted like 3 days and you've stopped. I was there last time you went vegan and you had pizza with me like a week after you started.
So the problem is you.
It is the problem.
You're
I'm a bad influence on you. It's true. If you guys want to give us topics for
please give upcoming us topics.
Episodes, tweet at me, Joshua D. Town, with the hashtag Faubros, FAUXBROS. And eventually we'll get Matt on Twitter as well. He's not on there. I think he's afraid of Twitter. I think if we get enough of people asking him, he'll be bullied into it and he'll do it.
I don't know what I'm going to say.
You got plenty to... trust me, as they can watch and listen. You
can
have plenty to
can
say.
Can my hashtag just be like SMS, like save Matt's ship because he's sinking while he's trying to build it?
I think we need to work on your hashtags a little bit.
All right.
But you'll learn that once you're on the platform of Twitter. I used to call it the Twitter.
I was on Twitter for like a day before and then I didn't know what was happening.
Well... you can join the club. Tweet at Joshua D Town, hashtag Faubros. Give us some ideas. We will address you in the next episode. Again, I am Joshua. You hate it. But just saying
I don't like to talk about like my name. Matthew. I'm Matthew.
It's not like I'm saying now say your name with a weird inflection with a little at the end.
I just feel like I'm weird with introductions and like outros.
Well, how about this? You say my name and I'll say yours.
Okay. This is...
No, say... You've been listening to my buddy, like not you're me.
Oh, you've been listening to what?
Like, you've been listening to my buddy...
Josh.
Yeah, and this is my friend Matt, so you don't have to say your name. You're making it complicated.
That's like some weird Mickey Mouse Club stuff. I hate it.
No, Mickey Mouse Club, they say their own name. Now we're going to try this one last time.
But still, it's just...
You ready? You ready? We're doing this together. Growing Pains, great show, by the way. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening and watching the Faubros Episode 1. I'm Joshua.
And I'm Matthew.
And we will see you and talk to you next week.
Hopefully. What if no one watches this? Would you watch this?
See you next week.